John Wenke teaches at Salisbury University in Maryland, and he says Catcher has influenced American culture for years, from the new Salinger-esque movie Igby Goes Down to the murder of John Lennon. And Salinger's famous character, Holden Caulfield, still grabs readers today.
Well, what's dated, I think, is his haircut, maybe the cars that he looks at, and maybe a couple of the movies, but the problems that he has are not dated. And I think this is really at the point at which pop culture turns into literature. And it's a point at which he is concerned about universal problems of identity, of relating to authority. Holden is a very divided person. And I think those kinds of divisions not only catch adolescents, but catch people like me who are somewhat older than being adolescent, because he's really talking about the problem of how to connect with other people in a world that seems like it's betrayed everything. It's very interesting to me how Holden comes off as being a rebel, but at the same time, he is really in possession of the moral vision of the book. And this is a part of Salinger's greatness, I think, in that novel.
There are a couple of connections with The Catcher in the Rye that are interesting to follow up. Pretty sure I read that a couple of assassination attempts were made by men who said that they were obsessed with The Catcher in the Rye. Do you know that?
The most famous one is Mark David Chapman murdering John Lennon. He was picked up by the police after he sat down and was paging through The Catcher in the Rye. He shot Lennon, sat down, and waited for the police to come. And I think his explanation was that something to the effect that Holden Caulfield would have found that John Lennon had become a phony. But I think the roots of this kind of obsession have to do with the degree to which Holden himself becomes trapped into a kind of negativistic sense. In fact, at one point in the book, he's told by his sister, "You don't like anything that's happening." And so I think it's convenient for people who are angry or on the edge, who have a kind of reverse and demented messianic complex, to see in him a model.
Now, Mark David Chapman wasn't the only one, though. I suppose the next one, the one who tried to assassinate President Reagan, may have been simply copying Chapman.
Well, I think that's part of it. And he also had an obsession with Jodie Foster laid on top of that. So that brings us into Holden's preoccupation with cinema and the power of movies to corrupt people. And one of the things that Holden hated about the movies was that they were phony. I don't know if this was working with Hinckley or not. Ronald Reagan, obviously, as an important movie star, becoming a politician.
Do you think that Salinger, because there's so little of Salinger published, I suppose in a way we're saying, do you think that The Catcher in the Rye has influenced the world of film?
Well, I think it certainly has, partly because Salinger is telling a story that is, I think, universal, and he draws upon a number of universal modes, you know, the adolescent initiation narrative, the quest story, the urban underground world narrative, which, you know, there are a lot of books out there. But I think two or three movies I could lay my hand on that actually contend with Salinger. To me, the most successful transformation of Salinger's mode onto film, I don't know if it was intentional, but Martin Scorsese's After Hours. It's the protagonist is a bit older, but he gets lost in a nighttime after hours world in New York City that is very, very close. I think it echoes and offers analogs to The Catcher in the Rye.
What'll it be? I don't want anything. I just want to sit here. Is that okay?
Sure. I'll tell you one thing. If you're looking to make friends, don't get your hopes up. It's like a pretty slow night.
Yeah. Well, it is late.
Not for this place. Things usually hopping around now.
That's all right, really. I really just want to get in out of the rain. I just hope it lets up soon. I really just want to go home.
There's Finding Forrester, which is an interesting...
Yeah, that one's almost a supposed biographical statement about Salinger. Clearly, the Sean Connery figure could be a Salinger.
Yeah, it's a projected image of what Salinger might be if you could get to him. Salinger was very interested when he would interact with people, with working with the younger students, teenagers, gifted writers. And I think they... the producers and the writer of Finding Forrester were working from that particular model.
I need some help with this thing they got us doing at school.
Yes, this thing at school. And what thing are we talking about now?
You ever read that? I'm trying, man. I just can't seem to get past the first 10 pages, though.
As I recall, quite a while to get past those pages myself. Oh, Christ, you've dog-eared one of them. Show a little respect for the author, huh?
That's you, isn't it? You're the author.
There's also a kind of sentimentalizing of the relationship that I think Holden would find a bit phony.
Yeah, Holden might find it that way, but it does, it, for the viewer, give you some sense of what Salinger might have been for us all if he'd been willing to stay in touch.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think it's sad because Salinger had and probably has a great gift, and the great gift is his ability to change people's lives, to have written narrative. It's not only in The Catcher in the Rye, but some of his short stories and at least Franny, of the Franny and Zoe, had great power. Books become part of people's lives and have everything to do with shaping consciousness. And I think this is the lesson in Finding Forrester, that the Sean Connery character was able to change a life and to help a life. And I think it was a good movie and a nice portrait of that particular possibility.
Do you think that Salinger has any competition, or is he still the reigning champion of adolescent angst?
Well, I think there was some competition that faded. Bret Easton Ellis, he made a bid to move in that direction, but I don't think he was able to sustain the promise of his early work, and I think part of it was kind of energy of imitation. So I can't think of another great voice like Holden Caulfield's at all. I don't think, I think Salinger is sort of a not an end stop, but I think it's distinctive, and I can't really think of other voices off the top of my head that are that powerful.
John Wenke teaches at Salisbury University, and he's the author of J.D. Salinger, A Study of the Short Fiction.